Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 5th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Mission Iron News Breaks, Platinum Group Metals Lidded, NYS American, PLG, PTM, Eyes Expanded Foy Reserves Cost Efficiencies at Waterberg. Platinum Group Metals Lilted, PLGM, recently released its updated definitive feasibility study for the Waterberg project, revealing a 20% increase in proven and probable mineral reserves, totaling 23.41 million ounces of combined platinum, palladium, rhodium, and gold across a 54-year mine life. The study also included cost-saving enhancements, lowering both capital and operating costs to streamline construction and ramp up schedules. Platinum Group Metals is the operator of the Waterberg project, a bulk underground palladium and platinum deposit in South Africa, jointly developed with Implats, Mnombo, and HJM. For more information, visit platinumgroupmetals.net.
Rock Breaks ES Gold Corp, OTCQB, EAUF, Z7D, stands distinct with low-risk, revenue-first approach. ES Gold Corp, trading under the tickers CESAU, ESAUF, and FSEZ7D, is taking a unique approach to the gold and silver market by focusing on a low-risk, revenue-first strategy. The company plans to rehabilitate an established mine site in Quebec to generate capital for further exploration. ES Gold has already conducted a cost-effective survey indicating potential for exploration at the site. The company is committed to clean mining practices and sustainable resource recovery. For more information, visit ES Gold's newsroom at the provided link. Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSMTMQ, advancing critical minerals in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. Trilogy Metals Inc. is advancing critical minerals in Alaska's Ambler Mining District through its 50% interest in Ambler Metals LLC. The high-grade Upper Kobuk mineral projects in the district include the Arctic Deposit, which hosts 46.7 million tons of probable reserves grading 2.11% copper. A 2023 feasibility study shows a $1.5 billion pre-tax NPV. Trilogy Metals' recent preliminary economic assessment at Bornite outlines resources that could extend mining operations beyond 30 years. With global demand for critical minerals on the rise due to electrification and emerging technologies, Trilogy Metals is positioned as a key North American developer in a stable jurisdiction. Mining news breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp, TSXVAB, LGCXF, accelerates expiry of warrants. Lahontan Gold Corp, HGBIF, has accelerated the expiry of common share purchase warrants issued on April 30, 2025, following 10 consecutive trading days where its shares traded at or above a VWAP of $0.08. The warrants must now be exercised by 5 p.m. Toronto time on October 20, 2025, or they will expire. Holders can exercise by submitting their warrant certificate, exercise form, and payment to Irwin Lowy LLP in Toronto. Lahontan Gold Corp is a Canadian mine development and mineral exploration company with gold and silver exploration properties in Nevada. The company plans to advance the Santa Fe mine project towards production and update the Santa Fe preliminary economic assessment during 2025.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.